This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
The number you have reached is 761-3330. Please make a note of it.
That's right, for another week of film listed fun.
Roll on thunder, shine on lightning. The days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it. Winter comes and the winds blow colder. Well, some go wiser, you just grew older. Never listened anyway, and that's the hell of it.
Hello, you're on the April 3rd through April 7th edition of Paul Mack Presents. Thank you for calling. Remember, I want to remind you all that every Friday and Saturday, please contribute to our input line because we don't have enough callers. As a matter of fact, we don't have enough comments right now to run. So I had to go out to available sources and pick some comments up from the Dual Face Studios. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, I'm giving you all a chance to be heard here. And by the way, it doesn't just have to be about movies. It could be about anything. It could be about topical things that you just want to talk about, like you talk about on Feedback and everybody I know that you talk about on Thanks or DBS. God help us there. By the way, Mr. Dennis DeCrepo, a while back I plugged my line on yours, and well, all those callers that are calling me now from your line, you think you could take them back? I mean, they're really, really obnoxious. I mean, anyway, listen. So, like I said, it could be about anything. So if you just leave your comments, leave them about anything, and then occasionally, hey, I'd love to hear movie reviews if you've got them. Tell us about movies you like, and we'll start some good conversations here and topical comments. So do that here every weekend, Friday and Saturday, on Paul Mack Presents, 761-3330. Tell your friends. Well, Montage, if you all know Mike Montage, that's no more. That's right. The old 660-2000 is now referring over to 765-6000. That's right. Call Feedback. He wants Feedback to take his place. Dual Face Conference, well, it just might go up. Who knows? I feel that it could go up in time. Dan says he's working on it. Call it randomly at 761-1330 or 761-1760. And don't forget to call DBS at 769-8880. Thanks for calling Paul Mack Presents, and now into the comments.
Hi, this is Lorraine from North Hollywood. I just wanted to comment about this movie, well, mainly a bad comment about this movie a while back that I saw called Fast Times from Ridgemont High. I thought that was the worst movie that they could have even, God, I mean, that was a bomb. I mean, that movie hurt me. I mean, come on. I mean, that was such a bad movie. It had no plot. It had no good ending or nothing. And it's just like the worst movie. And nothing's going to change my mind about it. I mean, I see posters, books, or anything about it. It really gets me. It really gets me angry that they would bring such a really bad rating movie out like that. I mean, nothing, just nothing will change my mind about that.
Once a year, hard-working college students put down their books, put down their papers, and head to Fort Lauderdale to pick up girls.
Wherever you look, skin, skin, skin.
Columbia Pictures presents Spring Break, the time of year when a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of non-stop sex.
250,000 kids here for the sole purpose of partying.
This is the story of Nelson and Adam, Two students about to get an education you could never get in a classroom.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
They learn all the right lines.
Hey, you want to go for a ride on the back of my hog?
They learn all the right moves.
First, we take off our shoes. Do you want help with your laces?
And eventually, all that studying pays off.
Hey, with that chick, with that back seat, we may never see him again.
Spring break. It's the reason kids go to college in the first place. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
No, we're not drunk. We're just kicking back here. We were really in a horny mood here. And saw a porno movie, okay? It was called Small Town Girls. Now, I don't know if you do rated X film reviews, but this movie, Small Town Girls, is really good. It had a good plot, which is in contrast to X movies, because sometimes they don't have a good plot at all. Sometimes the plot sucks. Literally, get it? So anyhow, if any of you want to see a good X movie, okay? See, Small Town Girls. Plot's good, photography is excellent, the acting is very good, too. So, chances are you probably won't play this, Paul, but I dare you. No, talk to you later. It's been John from Northridge. See ya.
Well, John, you managed to do it again. That's right, make a fool out of yourself on my line. No, actually, one of the few reasons why I did play that comment, as a matter of fact, is because I am so low on comments this week. I want to tell you, you guys, gang, listen, will you please call in Fridays and Saturdays? And if you haven't seen a porno movie or, well, just about any kind of movie at all, hey, I'll be more than happy to hear about it. Or just about anything at all. Normally, myself, now I don't believe in porno films. I'm a filmmaker, okay? And I don't use that kind of material in my movies, but actually, hey, I know there's a lot of you, okay, perverted people out there who'd really like to know about these things, so I don't mind playing the review where the staggering and drunken John from Northridge gives you, so it doesn't matter. I mean, I know a lot of you out there can use that information, so anyway, while I try to look for a comment here, let me play you this message.
Max Sledge, down and out country singer. At one time, he had it all, fame and fortune. This is the story of his struggle back and the woman who gave him reason to believe.
You were the best country western singer they ever heard.
Tender Mercies, starring three-time Academy Award nominee Robert Duvall. Tender Mercies, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Hi, Dan. Paul, tell me about the movie Bad Boys. It's new. I wondered about it. And also, S.C. Hinton. The book The Outsiders just turned into a movie directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Do you know anything about either one of those movies? Let me know on your line. I'll be listening. Bye.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, Anita, thanks for calling in there, and I'll answer your questions. Bad Boys, well, I'm a good boy, so I didn't go see that film. No, I didn't get a chance to see Bad Boys yet, but I did see The Outsiders, and next week we're going to have a promo from The Outsiders. But The Outsiders was a really good film for Francis Ford Coppola, and I saw S.E. Hinton's last two books. Well, see, Tex and The Outsiders were both made into films. As you know, Tex was brought to you by Walt Disney Productions, and now The Outsiders, which, of course, is getting all the publicity. As a matter of fact, to compare the two, they're both really very good films. They're, of course, really well written, and, well, they're great pictures. The Outsiders was a more violent film than Tex, because Tex was kind of subtle and homeboyish in the country and stuff like that. But The Outsiders had a lot of interesting technique going on. It had a lot of nice cinematography, a lot of interesting acting from Matt Dillon, and all those other teen idols in there. And, well, it was, on a scale from 1 to 10, I'd have to give it a 9 in my book, even though people haven't really been liking it. You know, The Outsiders is an interesting film because it shows you what can be done with movies today. I mean, eliminating a lot of sex and violence, even though it is a violent film, There's not much bloodshed, but it just deals with violent situations. But it's filmed in such a way where it's not really a bad movie to take the kids to see. You know what I'm saying? There's no sex in it. There's words and language, of course, but it's really a good picture and one that, hey, I'm proud to say I've seen, and I really like the film. So other than that, well, we got somebody coming up here who knows a lot more about what's going on at the UA movies, and the Outsiders can be seen at the UA movies, so let's talk to her right now. Okay, gang, here we go. We've got our UA connection here, Michelle. Say hello, Michelle.
Hi.
And she's up there, works at the UA movies, UA Movie 6 in North Hollywood, which is pretty local to a lot of you callers out there. So, Michelle, you want to tell us what's going on and what's playing up there at the UA?
Okay, in theater number one we have The Outsiders, which is really sad and it's really good. It has a lot of meaning to it and everything.
Sad and good and meaning?
Yeah.
Meaning as in angry or just it
no,
means a lot?
No, it's like...
You're cool. Okay, what else?
It has, if you see it, you'll understand it.
So in other words, it's one of those movies where you've got to see it to understand,
see it. Right?
You just can't read the book and say, hey, I understand the movie, right?
No, you can read the book.
Okay, go on. I'm just
okay, and theater number one, we have Tough Guys, Tough Enough, which I
you blew it again, Tough Enough. Okay.
I'm forgetting that.
Okay, and what's that about?
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, well, get with it. Come on, you only work there, right?
Yeah, but...
Are people saying it's a piece of, or do they like it?
Some people like it.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's like another Rocky.
Oh, I see. So it's like your tough crowd goes in there and says,
yeah,
I think it was a good film, you know, and
your
little wimps go, I didn't understand the plot, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so what else is rolling?
Okay, and then in number three, we have Max Dugan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to be a comedy. It's really, it's about these people that are poor.
Uh-huh.
And the mother's father comes back, and he has all this money. And he buys her, like, a Mercedes and all this stuff. It's really funny.
So it's supposed to be a comedy, but hey, nobody's laughing, right? Was it funny or what?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I haven't really seen it. I just gone in.
You go in there in between snack bar breaks, huh?
Right.
Great. Okay, what else?
And number four, it's High Road to China.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty good. I just went in some of the parts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen that. That was a good film.
It has a lot of active scenes in it.
Uh-huh.
So.
What else?
And then we have Bad Boys, which
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be a real tough movie. You know,
another one of those non-wimp films, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
Cinema number six?
Oh, no.
Get with it.
I forgot.
You forgot?
Oh, Return of the Black Stallion.
Okay, our UA connection. She's got it down. Return of the Black Stallion. And is that a bomb or what?
I haven't even seen that.
I don't blame you for not seeing. Huh?
I haven't seen the first one or the second one, so...
Okay.
I wouldn't know about that one.
Okay, no problem. I don't blame you. So, well, Michelle, we'll be keeping in touch here, our UA connection, and you'll be letting us know what's happening down there at the UA movies, right?
Right.
Thanks for talking to me.
Uh-huh.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. Bye.
Aren't you tired of being spaced out by sci-fis, grossed out by tales of terror, blown out by disasters, and cried out by romances? Well, it's time to feel good again. It's time to laugh again. All you need is a little Max Dugan. 20th Century Fox presents Max Dugan Returns. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a moment, the Shadow will be on the air with a thrilling new adventure. But first, let me tell you about a new kind of tire that makes wet weather driving safer than you've ever dreamed possible. It's the new Goodrich Silvertown tire with the Lifesaver tread. Next time it rains, just notice the way your windshield wiper sweeps the water right and left to give you clear, safe vision. Well, that's how the amazing Lifesaver tread on the new Goodrich Silvertown tire performs on a wet road. It sweeps the water right and left, forces it out through the deep drainage groove, makes a dry track for the rubber to grip, gives you the quickest non-skid stops you've ever seen. And you get this life-saving skid protection plus Golden Ply blowout protection at no extra cost. So play safe. Equip your car with Goodrich Safety Silvertown.
Well, gang, that's about going to do it for part one, so join us again on part two for more Paul Mack Presents.
This concludes the first part of this cassette. Please turn the cassette over and begin again on side two.